8:24 a.m. Good morning. It's Thursday, the 22nd. Pretty sure. Yep. Thursday, August 22nd, 2019, 8:25 now. A.M. 8. Yeah, 8. Crap. So, yeah, I've been up about an hour, a little more, hour and a half. I slept in. I think I needed it. I had a lot of drowsy time yesterday. I had a lot of, I really feel like I might take a nap. But I didn't do it. So I went to bed last night at a reasonable hour. It was like 10 o'clock. I did my sleep meditation. Nodded off and then woke up this morning and like, oh, okay, well, I think it's time to get up. And the, of course, the drapes were pulled, so I couldn't see a lot of light from outside. I rolled a look at the clock. It was like 7 o'clock. And I'm like, what? Yesterday's dentist appointment went fine. I had a routine maintenance cleaning. It was my one of two annual checkups, semi-annual checkups with the doctor and the dentist. And I walked away with no additional appointment required until December. And they put me in the last day of December, so my dental insurance would, I wouldn't have to deal with the deductible for next year, till next year, but still, that was nice, because I'll have deductibles that I'll have to deal with. Although I don't know how much in terms of deductible because of the Medicare. I don't know, we'll see. Can't do anything about it, so just roll with it. And this morning I got up and I had an email from my website. WordFence is complaining that I'm using an out-of-date theme. So I went, okay, well, fine, all right, we'll update the theme. So we updated the theme and killed the site. Did I back it up first? No, of course not. That wouldn't have really mattered because I would have still had to have installed a theme. And the problem was that it's the Genesis Framework parent theme that needed an update. And the new parent theme doesn't recognize the format of the Platinum Child that it's supposed to know about, which is also running the most current version. So I fiddled some more with the fiddling thing. And then I decided I gotta get the walk in before it gets too hot. It's already too hot. No, it's not, but the sun is very hot this morning. It's up high, higher than normal for me. I mean, it gets this high in the sky every day and probably will be higher before the day is over, given it's only like 8 o'clock in the morning, but it got my drift. So, I've been thinking for some time that as pretty, as spiffy as that Genesis framework is, the reality is that's just way too complicated. Getting anything to actually work correctly requires a lot of attention to detail that I quite frequently overlook. So I will make a post, for example, my monthly update post, and have it not show up for a few days because I forgot to tag it appropriately so that it would be selected to show on the front page, which is like, this should be the default. I don't understand why it isn't. Wasn't, but it wasn't. So it's got a default theme on it now. It's got like a 2019 default on it. I'll go look for something that will give me my sidebars back. So, yeah, I'm not real happy. Good news is that I got the beta out and working. Thanks to everybody who's volunteered so far. If you're listening to this, like, in the near future. If you're not hearing this until, like, September, it's too late. But, today's the 21st, if you're listening before the 23rd. The initial feedback is pretty good. There's a couple of elephants in the room. And I'm wondering. Okay. I love it. In case you're not picking it up on the audio, a car rolled by. A middle-aged lady with a bun in her hair and the windows down, taking advantage of this fine weather this morning. Because it is really, the ambient temperature is like 62, 64. Might be up to 66, but it's really pleasant. Just a few puffy little clouds up in the sky. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. For all my bitching about the sun being too high in the sky, blah, blah, blah. So she's rolling down this street. Very sedate pace. Just, you know, completely, probably 5 miles under the speed limit. Blasting her salsa music. That was wonderful. I loved it. Okay, that made me grin. It's not going to take away the bitter taste of having to rebuild that goddamn website today, but you know what? I will get it up. It's running now. It's legible. People can read it. It hasn't got all the bells and whistles on it that I wanted, but I'll find a template that's got a sidebar that I can put the widget in for ConvertKit. Every link on the goddamn place is probably broken at the moment, but we'll deal with it. Sorry for the language, it's a little frustration eking out here this morning. Little flying aircraft. They roll down a window so they can go through. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Yeah, somebody asked the other day, yesterday, if there was a picture of my post. And there is. There's one on the website, nathanlowe.com/TOMMW. I think it says Monk Pole on there. And the menu, but it's that's it. That's the Monk post. And yes, it sounds metallic because it's got a metallic reflector on it. Okay, who's lady on a bicycle? What is she going to do? Is she going to come up on the sidewalk? Oh, down the cul-de-sac. So the cul-de-sac is a side street. Anyway. So I'm going for simple. I'm going for straightforward. I'm going for not making this way too complicated. For what I use it, for what I need it for. The stupid part is that the child theme is still there, it's still intact, I can still see it if I activate the Genesis framework and then go into customize and look at the child theme in an active preview. For those of you who are not WordPress geeks, I am sorry, I'm rambling on here, thinking out loud. It shows up properly if you do the active preview. Content's there, page is there, layout's correct, everything is fine. It's still brain dead because I had to disable so many plugins in the past. But it's there. But if I publish, it goes back to the shows the top screen menu, that's it. I don't know. It's time to fix it. I gotta get back this morning. I'm in a hurry to get back to school. I do have the metronome going. My knees haven't been bothering me the last couple of days. I might have just slept on it wrong. Who knows? Well, look, there's a load in my pants here. What the hell's the matter? Straight up. So yeah, beta's out. I got my business taken care of yesterday with dentist in the morning, Sif in the afternoon. Today was going to be Barbarian Day. Unfortunately, today is going to be Website Day. Oh well. We do what we do. We punt on the rest. I'd take an hour or so and do a couple sprints this morning, but I won't be able to focus on the book because I'll be so upset that the website is not right. Which is kind of dumb because it's perfectly legit the way it is. It just doesn't have the sidebars that I want. It doesn't have the stuff in it that I want. So, okay, fine. She's gonna walk in the street. I'll walk myself off right now. Good morning. She made way for the old fart. Making the last turn here up to the north, taking a stroll past the park. It's definitely late summer. I don't remember what the weather forecast was for the day. Yesterday was in the 90s. It was way up in the 90s yesterday. But by, I don't know, by 8, 9 o'clock at night, it was down around 73, 74. So it was really, really quite pleasant for sleeping, which is probably why I overslept. The house is air conditioned. We have central air. It was one of the very first things we did when we moved into the house. Because coming from the northeast to, oh yeah, it's going to be 110 today. You might want to keep the windows closed. Yeah, that was, that first summer was a little bit tough to deal with. So we installed, the furnace had the manifold in it. The furnace was all set up for it, it just didn't have a compressor outside. So we contacted the furnace company and had a compressor put in. And that was one of the best things we've ever done. Except now part of me is saying, I feel like I've, you know, kind of like lost touch with the outer world. But other than the morning walk, I don't get outside very much at all anymore. I have a guy who comes in, actually I have a team of guys who come and mow the lawn. And there's part of me that says, you know, it might be pleasant to take the laptop out on the deck on back and do a little writing out there. But I don't, because it's not comfortable and it's been kind of ignored for the last year. A lot of maintenance has gone ignored in the last year. Except for body maintenance, that's coming along. Maybe I should take a hint. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.